Hey there, travelers. I hope you guys are having an awesome week. I'm Nurse Kelly, and I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast. It's a podcast for healthcare traveling professionals, and we are so excited to be able to offer you guys, hopefully, some information and also some entertainment. We always hear from our agency partners. We hear from our travelers. We hear from other members of the Wanderly community, so it's really, really fun. We try to cover everything that's happening in healthcare, and especially having you guys get to know part of our family. So that is no difference today. We have Kenny Kadar on, and he is the president and owner of Coast Medical Service, and they are on the Wanderly platform. So we're super excited about that, of course, and we're excited to hear from him and learn more. So hi, Kenny. Thank you so much for coming on. Can you just tell everybody hello real quick?
Hey, thanks for having me, Kelly. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for coming on. You know, I love, love, love when we have new clients pop on, because I want everybody to know about Coast Medical Service. I want them all to be able to, you know, hear from you and kind of what you guys stand for and really learn about you before they make, you know, their decisions for assignments, so that they can be educated, because we think that you guys are really great and we're excited for other people to know that as well. So before we get started about Coast, though, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, a little about your background, your career, your family, and kind of how you came to be with Coast Medical Service?
Sure, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Los Angeles, where I currently reside. Son of a doctor dad. My dad's an anesthesiologist currently working at Cedars-Sinai, and an entrepreneur mom. My mom actually started Coast Medical Service in 1979. So last year was our 40th anniversary. I guess this year's our 41st. I grew up with Coast. My mom always ran it out of the house, so I was able to see the inner workings of the business growing up. And always enjoyed helping people. I feel like nurses are amazing people, or as one of my friends from Fig Scrubs would say, amazing humans. So really excited to be able to work and help nurses. Growing up, always really active, played a lot of sports, especially soccer, baseball, basketball. Like I said, grew up in LA, but went to college in Seattle at the University of Washington, studied business there. After graduating, I ended up working for a company called Bosley. It's a hair restoration company. It's actually the largest cosmetic surgery company in the world. Handled business development for them. They call me the master of all trades because I handled all sorts of different projects, whether it be corporate real estate, managing 80 plus locations, opening new offices, business planning, managing the supply chain, kind of did a little bit of everything. But always had an entrepreneur bug, having grown up with an entrepreneur mom. So I started a nightlife content e-commerce site in 2011. I was about 6 months in when my mom approached me about helping with Coast. She said, hey, you don't have to help, but it would be really nice if you help me out here. So I did that, and that was in December of 2011, and the rest is history. We've grown about 20 times since then. Inc. 5000 the last 3 years, LA Business Journal, fastest growing companies in LA last 3 years. And really what that means is we've been able to help a lot of people. So really proud of that. On my personal side, I'm married for 4 years, been together with my wife for almost 9 now. We have 2 kids, Huxley and Sloan. Hux will be turning 3 in a couple months. Sloan just turned 1. 2 dogs. A French Boston known as a Frostin, named Whiskey, and then a Boston Terrier Bojangles, both very high energy, require long walks. And fortunately, on those walks, I'm able to listen to podcasts. So, Kelly, I've listened to The Happy Traveler many times while walking my dogs. And that's a good summary, I think.
That's a great summary. I love the ending about listening to The Happy Traveler. I can't help it. That's awesome. No, that's really great. And that's a really lovely story. I didn't know that about your mom. That's really nice. And family is like, that's everything that we stand for. I use that word all the time. So that's really great. Will you tell us a little bit about kind of the Coast story now? I mean, how are you making changes, and what kind of changes are you making now that it's kind of, you know, you're taking over and it's this new era for Coast that makes it unique for travelers? You know, what's different now that why travelers should travel with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So historically, Coast had actually always been a per diem staffing agency. So focused on kind of day-to-day staffing. And it's only in the last, I'd say, year or two where we placed more emphasis on helping travel nurses, I should say. There's a lot of things that I think make us unique and make us stand out in the marketplace. First is just our history. I mean, we truly are a family-owned company. We've been around for 40 years. There's not that many businesses in general, but travel businesses that can say that. I'm a second generation owner. Oftentimes the second generation ownership is not successful, but we've been able to make it successful. I grew up with the business, saw how to run a staffing company the right way, and have been able to carry on that legacy. We have an established reputation and proven results. Beyond that, I think we have the right attitude. We really put our travelers and our clients first. Kind of our mantra here is, you know, put the traveler first, put the client first, deliver for both of them. And if we're able to do that, then we're going to be successful as well. And fortunately, that's been the case. We truly feel that all relationships should be mutually beneficial. And with that in mind, we're always true to our word. We're transparent. We try to under-promise and over-deliver. We're not salesy. We don't want to give the hard sell. We'd rather not fill an assignment if it's a bad fit than fill an assignment and make it a bad experience for our nurse and our client. Because ultimately, that's not going to make for a successful long-term business strategy. And we're also, you know, always looking to adapt, make changes. One of the things we say around here is what got us here won't get us there. And what that really means is we have to continue to iterate, continue to get better, and continue to add more value for our nurses and our hospitals in order to be successful. We also pride ourselves on customer service. We are available 24/7. And so with that, we're able to help travelers with anything they need, whether it be transportation, lodging, just a shoulder to cry on. I mean, really anything, we are here as a resource. Try to be relatable, empathetic, and collaborative in all of our relationships. On the customer service side now, one of the things I'm really excited about is the compensation, and that's something we've been working a lot on. And with that, we're offering some bonuses that I'm really happy to share with the Wanderly community. So the first is an interview bonus. So anybody that is interested in an assignment with us and is submitted and gets an interview will receive a bonus of $50 just for interviewing. If that person is awarded an assignment and signs the agreement, they will be awarded another $250 bonus. And if that person completes the assignment, there's an additional $750 bonus. So we feel like all of those are in place to help motivate travelers to look at assignments and to submit for them. On the compensation side, we're actually doing an offer matching. So what that means is if Coast is offering an assignment at a facility and a competitor is offering the same assignment at a facility but at a higher rate, we're actually going to match that rate. And the reason we're doing that is because we want travelers to have peace of mind that if they're working with Coast, that they're going to receive top compensation. I think that's really important in the marketplace and important to us. We value our travelers, and so by doing this, we are demonstrating that we value our travelers and want to compensate them as such. And in addition, we also offer health benefits, sick pay, reimbursements, all that good stuff. But I think the offer matching and the bonuses, particularly for interview, make us stand out. And a couple other things, you know, we're based in Los Angeles. We know the West Coast well, especially California. California tends to be a desirable place, especially this time of year. We're recording this in January and the rest of the country is kind of getting dumped on with snow, but it's nice and sunny here in Los Angeles. So we have a lot of good hospitals and good locations. They're very desirable. And in Southern California in specific, we also can offer per diem assignments to supplement travel shifts, which I think also makes us unique. And lastly, we just uphold really high standards. We've been Joint Commission certified since 2012. So travelers can feel confident that when working with Coast, they're working with a high standard agency.
I love it. And I especially love the incentives and the extra compensation because I really think that it's kind of an expression of loyalty also to your travelers. I mean, we talk all the time about loyalty of the travelers to our clients, and I think that that's an expression of you to them as well, which I think is really great. You and I talked at SIA a ton. That's a conference for anyone, the Staffing Industry Analyst Conference. We talked a lot about, you know, the future of healthcare. How does the mission of Coast align with, you know, kind of the future of where this industry is heading? What do you guys have planned for 2020?
Yeah, I mean, I think our mission is aligning more and more with travel healthcare every day. We want to empower our nurses to make choices that are right for them, to enable growth personally, professionally, financially. We want nurses to have all the information they need to make good decisions for their life and for their career, and put them in a position to be successful. And I think platforms like Wanderly are really influential and helpful in ensuring that travelers are informed and are able to make quality educated decisions. So it seems like every day our mission ultimately is to provide quality service to enable healthcare providers to focus on patients. And it just feels like we're getting closer and closer to that every day. In terms of what we have planned for this year, we're hoping to increase the range of offerings. So additional job classes, geographies. We're always looking to refine and enhance our compensation packages. Hopefully the offer matching and some of the bonuses I spoke to earlier are in line with that. Always looking to improve our processes to make it more efficient and more enjoyable experience for our travelers and for our clients. We're really excited about the partnership with Wanderly. We're excited to get more candidates through Wanderly and ones that values align with ours. And we'd like to do such a good job for some of those candidates that they become ambassadors for Coast and speak highly of us in the travel universe. And one other thing that we're hoping to do more of is more company celebration. So we tend to do a holiday party and like a middle of the year party, but it's something that a lot of our travelers and a lot of our nurses have really expressed that they enjoy. And so it's really nice to be able to put a face to names. And I think there's no replacement for a person-to-person interaction. And so we would like to do and host more events to enable that this year. Sure. And in general, we're always looking for more feedback from our travelers and from our clients. That feedback really informs the additional improvements we make. So if you're listening to this and there's something you'd like to see us do that we're not, feel free to reach out to us because that feedback will inform future improvements that we make.
Definitely. We are big on feedback as well. That's a really good point because everybody can always improve, right? But it's just this industry is really easy to make small adjustments. So it's definitely, you know, if someone has something to say, we would absolutely love to hear it. We feel very similarly. What is next for you personally and professionally before we close out?
Personally, I was looking to be a better leader for Coast, for our nurses, and also for my family. You know, want to really inspire people and really make a difference in helping people. Personally, I really want to share some new experiences with my kids. My son Hux is very athletic, and it being the winter season, I want to introduce him to winter sports. So I'm hoping to take him skiing for the first time in the next couple weeks. And also, I have always played sports, but I actually broke my thumb really, really badly about a year and a half ago, playing soccer of all things. And it was like multiple ligament tears and multiple breaks. And I haven't been able to play sports since then, but I think 2020 is the year where I get back on the horse. So I'm really excited about that.
Ooh, yeah, that's so exciting. I spent New Year's in Tahoe and I did a lot of snowboarding and it was so much fun. So I absolutely think that that's a great idea. So fun. Well, okay, cool. Kenny, well, I'm so glad you popped on and I'm so happy about what you shared about Coast. I think you did a wonderful job explaining, you know, what makes you guys so awesome and why we believe in you so much. Do you have anything else you want to add before we close out, especially, you know, your handles and URLs and contact information?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to reiterate, we're really excited about the bonus offerings, you know, the interview bonus, the sign-on bonus, completion bonus. I don't think I mentioned we also offer referral bonuses. And then the offer matching, you know, I really want to give travelers peace of mind that they know when they work with Coast that they're going to be taken care of financially and, of course, professionally. And we're very empathetic and all and, you know, want to take care of people on all fronts. We're really excited about the partnership with Wanderly. Want to add that we are looking for ambassadors, you know, people to represent us in the space. So if that's you, please reach out to us. You can visit our website. It's coastmedicalservice.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, on Instagram, at Coast Medical Service. Reach out anytime. We look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
Yeah, it's absolutely my pleasure. For anyone that's either just joining or maybe missed at the beginning, that's Kenny Kadar. He is the president and owner of Coast Medical Service. They are on the Wanderly platform, so you can see them also at wanderly.us. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler, and I will see you all next week.